Scientists now think that the recent surge of bee colony collapses are not caused by pesticides, instead by a virus coupled with an aggressive mite. This is according to researchers in England and the United States. The study indicates the epidemic is man-made, caused by the transporting of bees. It's interesting that neither the virus nor the mite alone is a major threat to bees. Both the deformed wing virus and the Varroa mite are known to cause problems, but they were manageable by themselves. When they are found together, they are devastating to colonies because the mites feed on the bee larva, while the deformed wing virus kills off the adult bees. The study was led by scientists from the University of Exeter in Cornwall, England, and UC Berkeley in California. Results were published February 5, 2016, in the journal Science. The lead author is Dr. Lena Wilford, who is with Exeter's Center for Ecology and Conservation. She says the study demonstrates that the spread of the combination of virus and mite was human-caused, as it followed the paths of bees being shipped, often internationally, into regions that are not geographically close to each other. Professor Roger Butland from the University of Sheffield in the UK said that the study found that the combined impact is a major threat to honeybee populations across the world, and this threat has been driven by the trade and movement of honeybee colonies. If these problems are left unchecked, the viral disease will impact global agriculture and could easily spread into the wild, with an impact on native pollinators worldwide. Domesticated honeybee colonies are hugely important to agriculture, but this study shows there's a risk moving animals and plants around the world. The consequences can be devastating, both for domestic animals and for wildlife. If this study is accurate, we need to pay close attention to this problem and solve it quickly. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.